This is Radio Nepal. Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Joint session of Federal Parliament passes the Business Operations Regulations of the Joint Committee of the Federal Parliament 2080 Bikram Sambat. Experts argue right to information as a tool to make public institutions transparent and accountable. And Shaunter Pass Avalanche kills 11 people from nomadic tribe in Pakistan. Now, the news in detail. A joint session of the Federal Parliament has passed the Business Operations Regulations of the Joint Committee of the Federal Parliament 2080 Bikram Sambat. The joint meeting of the Federal Parliament held today passed the regulation by a majority. Dhruva Bahadur Pradhan, chairman of the Regulation Drafting Committee, proposed that the regulation be passed in today's joint meeting. In the joint meeting of the Federal Parliament today, there was a discussion on the draft report of the regulations along with the amendments. The parliamentarians who proposed the amendment during the debate, Khimlal Debgota and Jitendra Narayan Yadav, withdrew their amendment proposal, while Amresh Kumar Singh, Prabhu Sah, Sumana Shrestha, Prem Shual and Dr. Bimala Rai Paudyal did not withdraw their amendment. The speaker announced that the rules were passed by the majority when they were presented for decision by the Joint House. The House of Representatives yesterday has endorsed the annual policy and program of the Nepal government for the upcoming fiscal year. The meeting of the House of Representatives yesterday passed the policy and program by a majority. President Ramchandra Paudel presented the government policy and program at the joint session of both the House of Representatives and the National Assembly on May 19th. The next meeting of the House of Representatives is scheduled for today. The experts working in the field of the right to information have argued that right to information could become a strong tool to hold public institutions accountable and transparently run them. Speaking at the two-day trainers training organized by RTI Federation in Kathmandu today, lawmaker Lakshmi Tiwari said that irregularities and corruption would be minimized by seeking information from public institutions through the use of Right to Information Act. She also asked the activists to pay attention to making public institutions accountable and transparent. Likewise, former chairman of the Federation of Nepali Journalists, Suresh Acharya, said that the public position holders could be made more responsible and accountable by seeking information that is needed by the citizens. Acharya, however, said that the information seekers should be clear on what information is being sought. Journalist Babita Basnet and Krishna Sapkota, Dr. Pawan Sah and socialist Dipesh Ghimire facilitated the training as the trainer in the event on different topics. Federation Chair Umid Bakchand stated that 25 participants from all 7 provinces are taking part in the training. Chief District Officer of Sunsari District, Humkala Pandey, confirmed that the district administration office, Sunsari, has issued a total of 12,177 new citizenship certificates in the first 9 months of the current fiscal year. Likewise, altogether 11,339 duplicate copies of the citizenship certificates were also issued during the same period in the current fiscal year. Similarly, the administration has provided 11,309 passport copies during the review period. CDO Pandey said that a total of rupees 2 million plus has been distributed in relief from the district administration office during the period. However, monitoring of the development projects has not taken place so far in the current fiscal year. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. At least 11 people from a nomadic tribe, including a 4-year-old boy, have been killed in an avalanche in northern Pakistan. A further 25 people have been injured and a rescue operation is ongoing. As reported by the BBC, the avalanche happened in the early hours of Saturday in part of Shaunter Pass that bridges the Astor district of the Gilgit-Baltistan region to neighbouring Azad Kashmir in Pakistan-administered Kashmir. Rescue teams have faced challenges in reaching the area due to its remote location and difficult terrain. Meanwhile, Pakistan's Prime Minister Shahbaz Sharif expressed grief over the death and said incidents such as avalanches were increasing due to climate change. Pakistan's northern areas are vulnerable to climate change and have been experiencing frequent extreme weather events. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated the new parliament building today. Speaker of the Lok Sabha Om Birla accompanied Modi on the inaugural ceremony. They also participated in a puja ceremony to bless the building. The event was not without controversy, with 20 opposition political parties boycotting the ceremony, which insisted President Draupadi Murmu should do the honours. The new parliament building can comfortably seat 888 members in the Lok Sabha chamber and 300 in the Rajya Sabha chamber. For a joint sitting of the both houses, 1,280 members of the parliament can be accommodated in the Lok Sabha chamber. The triangular-shaped four-story building has a built-up area of 64,500 square meters. Local Ukrainian officials have said Russia has carried out a new massive overnight drone attack on Ukraine's capital, Kiev, killing at least one person. Kiev's mayor, Vitaly Kalitsko, said a man died when a drone wreckage fell near a petrol station. A woman was injured. Ukraine's Air Force reported overall Russia launched a record of 54 so-called kamikaze drones on Ukrainian targets, 52 of which were shot down. Over the past few weeks, reports of drone attack in Russia have also multiplied, mostly in regions bordering Ukraine. Moscow has blamed Kiev and its Western supporters for escalating number of attacks and sabotage operations, including on the Kremlin, but Ukraine has denied any involvement. Now to the weather forecast for the country. Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly areas of Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki province and partly cloudy in the rest of the country today. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning and gusty wind is likely to occur at some places in the hilly region of Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki province. For tonight, the division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly areas of Kosi, Bagmati, Gandaki and Lumbini province and partly cloudy in the rest of the country. At present, there is an influence of western low-pressure system as well as local winds over the country. According to the latest information provided by the division, the minimum temperature of Kathmandu Valley is recorded as 15.6 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature as 27.7 degrees Celsius with 10 millimeters of rain. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Joint session of Federal Parliament passes the business operation regulations of the Joint Committee of the Federal Parliament 2080 Bikram Sambat. Experts argue right to information as a tool to make public institutions transparent and accountable. Shaunter Pass avalanche kills 11 people from nomadic tribe in Pakistan. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.